state and federal government, city, town government. It's government within the church. Did you know the government in the church is a blessing, is a gift? What is government in the church? Some churches set up a board of what they call trustees. They take care of the physical things that need to be done. Some have a board of elders. Some have boards of deacons. These are governments. Those that run the day-to-day running of the church. All right? Then he comes down to diversities of tongues. You see? So there's more gifts than just these right here. All right? Are all apostles? No. Are all prophets? No. Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Have all the gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? Now here again, do all speak in tongues? You go to some churches, you think so. Everybody talking in tongues at the same time. That's not scriptural. That's not right. You get the tongues, if you get it as a sign, those are for a home and in the closet. In a church, you talk in tongues if there's an interpretation. If there's no interpretation, you keep the tongue crap shut. Amen? Have all the gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? No. But covet earnestly the best gifts. This is one of the few times in the Bible you get permission to covet. Everywhere else, the Bible teaches us not to covet. Here we get an opportunity to covet. Covet what? Earnestly. What does that mean, covet earnestly? What does it mean to earnestly do a thing? All out. With everything you've got. Go after it with everything you've got and don't accept no. Now remember what I told you earlier? I was going to tell you? Maybe God hasn't called you to have a gift of healing. Or God hasn't called you to have a gift of prophecy. Or maybe God hasn't called you to have a gift of faith. Do you want it anyway? Earnestly covet it. The boy, Brother Richard, or dear Brother Davey, I thought you were going to give me some big, glorious secret. Well, it is a big, glorious secret. It just happens to be very simple and right there, written down, easy for everybody to see it. Nobody seems to catch it. Bless you. You remember the old woman that went and pestered that judge until just out of frustration he gave her what she wanted? Try it. Try it. You want something? Then earnestly covet it. If you don't feel the Lord's giving you the gift of a prophecy, but you want it, then earnestly covet it. And pray and pray and bug him and bug him and pray and pray and continue to pray till you get it. Don't give up. Amen? But covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet show unto you a more excellent way. I'm going to show you a better way. Alright? So we're going to get into this tomorrow. I'm going to touch on it tonight. I'm just going to touch on it a little bit tonight. But we're going to get into it tomorrow. Chapter 13, verse 1. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, that's love, agape love, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. See? All of these things are important. All of them. Amen? Getting this to the right order. Serving God the Father through Jesus Christ by the Holy Ghost. Amen? But if you don't do it with love, then you're in disobedience to the Father. And the Father says, do you love me? And Jesus says, do you love me? Keep my commandments. Huh? I used to say that to Ricky. Son, do you love me? Do what I say. Huh? Don't come to me and say, oh, Brother Davey, I love you. Or like your Keith comes to me and says, oh, Grandpa, I love you. Don't tell me that if you don't do what I say.
is in your mind.
Oh, that's hard. But it's true.
It's true.
And we got to learn this. That's why God, Jesus said of the Pharisees, well, hath Isaiah spoken of this evil, adulterous generation. Why do you call them adulterous? Were they all in adultery physically? No, they were adultery spiritually. With their lips, they claim to serve God, but their hearts far from Him. When my child comes to me and says, Father, I love you, and then doesn't do the things I ask him to do, he is lying to me. When you say, Father, I love you, but you can't do the simplest thing that he asks you to do, what's that? Turn around and love your neighbor. Huh? You can't even do that simple thing, then you're lying. You're not impressing God. So starting tomorrow night, we're going to go down through chapter 12, 13, on the love. Amen? And we'll see what happens. Praise the Lord. Ricky, you want to introduce yourself?